The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're getting creative here at Magic this week. Yesterday, we talked about why it's important for adults to tap into their creativity.
And today, we're going to talk about how to let the elephants run. Have you heard of this book?
I have.
It's about unlocking your creativity to make changes in your life.
Yes, the author makes the point that creativity isn't for, quote, special people. It's a learnable skill. It's also a remembered skill. Most of us were pretty creative when we were kids, but we forgot most of the joy of creating when we became hardworking adults.
If you're having trouble calling yourself creative, the author of this book suggests you decide to study and explore something. He said, what you choose is less important than starting the process of exploration. You need to light a match, which may just start a fire. And as you become curious, you begin to learn. The more you begin to learn, the more curious you become. See how that works?
Yep. And before long, you'll be on fire to create. One of the first steps you can take is to practice breaking your habits. Then you'll start to see life from a new perspective. The author of Let the Elephants Run suggests small changes like sleeping on the other side of the bed, or making your coffee a different way, or wearing a funky pair of shoes if that's not something you would usually do.
Anyway, the point is, try new things, and before too long, the creative juices will start flowing again. If you've never visited our website, you need to break that bad habit immediately.
Definitely.
We'd love for you to stop by and see us anytime. We're at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.